If you've got young people at home and you're concerned about the environment and climate change and you love nature and they do too, you've probably already introduced them to RTE Junior's podcast Ecolution. It is a podcast for young people who want to make a difference in the fight against climate change. Producer Nikki Coughlin has been in touch to tell us about a very special edition of the programme which will be available from next Wednesday.
Yeah, Derek, as you know, Ecolution is a climate action podcast for young people that has been running since November of 2019. And it's currently presented by Evie Kenny, who's a 16-year-old climate activist. Last year, we were lucky enough to have President Mary Robinson on the programme to answer children's questions about climate justice. And she was amazing. She just talked about the importance of intergenerational conversations about the climate crisis. And it's something that really stuck with me. So earlier this year, I got in touch with the Jane Goodall Institute, and we were incredibly lucky to secure an interview with her. So last Monday, with Evie up in the Gaeltacht in Donegal, she spoke with Dr. Jane Goodall from our Radonna Gaeltacht studios. In a far-reaching interview where we put lots and lots of questions from children across the country to Dr. Goodall. But one question Evie really wanted to ask was around nature restoration and the ongoing discussions in the EU.
So at the moment, the EU is debating nature restoration law that would begin to address the huge losses in biodiversity and wild spaces we've seen. But they're getting huge pushback, with many saying it goes too far and will impact agriculture and food production. How would you respond to this?
Well, it's a pretty simple response, really. If we don't stop raiding the bounty of Mother Nature, then more species will disappear, more habitats will disappear. And what we have to realize is we humans are not exempt from extinction. We could become extinct if we go on despoiling the environment. So because we're so intelligent, we need to get together and sit down and say, we cannot go on depleting nature like this, because if we do, it's the end of other species and us. So we've got to find a way of living in harmony with nature. And fortunately, more and more organizations are thinking like this and working out ways when we can live, as I say, in harmony with Mother Nature. We just have to readjust. We have to stop farming with all these pesticides and herbicides, poisoning the soil, poisoning ourselves even, harming biodiversity. We have to go back to small-scale family farming and what they're calling regenerative farming. We just have to find different ways of living. It was Mahatma Gandhi who said, nature can provide for human need, but not for human greed. And when you think of people who have so much more than they need, why do we need private jet? Why do we need 4 houses in case we want to go to a different part of the world? And the other thing, which people tend not to think of, we've got to do something about poverty. Because you imagine you're living out like the people near Gombe. Too many people for the land to support. And you can't afford to buy food elsewhere. And your land is infertile. So what do? You're going to cut down the trees to make some money from charcoal or timber, or to make more land to grow more food, just in order to survive. So we need to do something about poverty on the one hand, and the unsustainable lives of the wealthy on the other hand, and come to a nice middle ground.
If you'd like to listen to the whole interview, it's going to be available on the Ecolution podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts, this Wednesday the 28th, and it'll broadcast at 7 p.m. on RTE Junior Radio that same day. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you very much indeed, Nikki. More details on our website, rte.ie/moon.